When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gates open. Come on in and let's visit. I'm not sure if it is because we went from winter to summer without spring conditioning, or if in my not so young anymore circumstances, I just can't handle the heat like I used to. What I do know is that I got way too hot the other day while stringing up hot wire and came pretty close to dropping like a wilted leaf. The signs started slowly. I could not get enough to drink, and then I just could not get cooled off, and I started feeling lightheaded and weak. I began dragging instead of carrying fencing supplies. With every new step through the tall grass, I felt like I was fighting a protesting hound on a leash who was digging his heels in to hold me back. In other words, this puppy was whipped. I shuffled to the timberline and took a seat on a fallen log on a ridge that looked down over a winding creek, and oh boy, was I tempted to risk knee-deep mud to access the cool rush of water over my feet. But there was no plan for an exit back up the steep and precarious bank, and I was already a bit dizzy. I could just see the headlines, "Woman found face down in the mud." I opted to hold my perch and pray for a breeze. My husband delivered ice packs to hasten the cooling process, and I found the strength to return to the sun and help run another stretch. When we finally reached a stopping point and could call it enough for the day, the only things on my mind were an air-conditioned truck and ice cream. A supersized drink, a creamy cold treat, and the AC cranked and cooling, and I once again felt human. With goosebumps. Yep, I went from "I'm so hot, I think I'm melting," to "Brr, I think I'm freezing." Yeah, I've come to believe that this 50s thing could get real interesting. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.